If you have your Bibles, let's turn in them to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6, we'll be reading verses 1 through 23. Romans 6, and beginning in verse 1, these are God's words. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live in any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over Him. For in that He died unto sin once, but in that He liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey in it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, His servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin, and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Those are God's words. We ended last Lord's Day with the verses from chapter 5. It said there at the end, "Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord." But as we have heard in Matthew's Gospel, there are people who will then naturally ask, then can't we continue in sin? Because then God's grace will be shown all the more for His glory, right? Wrong. That's what we learn in this chapter. Some people will seek to turn the grace of God into a license or freedom to sin. And here is Paul beginning to show us now the need for those who are justified, for those who have believed and been made righteous in the sight of God, that there is a need to be sanctified, cleansed of their sin, and to live a holy life, a life of holiness, as we read There are many here who would use this passage to defend a particular, or there are many, not here, but there are many who would use this passage to defend a particular type of mode of baptism. But that is a misunderstanding of the text, because the text is not about baptism at all. It's about the Lord showing us the glories of union with Christ. Just as we have been united with Christ, so we must walk after Christ in newness of life, because He's risen from the dead. We have died to sin in Christ, and we've been risen unto life with Christ. And so live then, not as the old, dead, sinful man, but now as the new, living, righteous man in union with Jesus Christ. He says in verse 12 very clearly, "Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof." And if you're alive in Christ, then we are told that what is true of you, verse 22, "But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness. And the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." All of you here today pursue eternal life in union with Jesus Christ, who is the Lord. Your ties to your sin and idolatries, the world, your flesh, turn from them and be cleansed in union with Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful today for how You certainly have blessed us and granted us the grace of, for many of us, salvation, justification. Father, we also need, as You teach us here, we also need the grace of sanctification, in which, as we contemplate our justification and as we have in union with Christ Jesus, Your Son, we have been, our sin has been put to death in Him. And therefore we must live as He lives, for He is risen from the dead unto righteousness and holiness, as He has always lived. And so, Father, as we are in union with Christ, for those who believe upon Christ for their salvation, our Father, we ask that You would sanctify us and turn us from our sins, make us holy, to walk in holiness and righteousness for Your glory, for Your praise. Father, we acknowledge that we would not be here today. If we are Your children, we would not be Your children except for the sovereign plan and election that You have granted to Your children. We even heard this morning from John's Gospel, that the grace of justification is Your working in us. And we give You praise for this. And Father, we're thankful for the good news of Jesus Christ. That for sinners, You sent Your Son, Your only begotten Son, into the world, that whosoever would believe on His name, to believe on Him, should not perish but have everlasting life. I pray that would be true of each one here, even our children, but all of us. For You are the covenant God. And we're thankful that You're the God, even not only of ourselves, but to our children. And You call them in 1 Corinthians 7, holy, set apart, as You've brought the word to them and word to us, Lord's Day after Lord's Day, as we gather to worship You. We pray that that word would be effectual unto their salvation. and you would send your Spirit. Father, today we do praise you that you have preserved thus far the life of Elijah. We're thankful that Marissa was able to get him to the hospital quickly this past week, and that he is here with us today, and Jake's in good health as well, breathing well, both of them. We give you praise for this, for you're the God who answers our prayers. Our Father, we're thankful that you have called us out of darkness and into a marvelous light in Christ your Son. Even now, we do pray that you would be with Jillian in a couple weeks when she travels to California. Pray that you would give her safety. We pray also for our nation as we've sang about the rulers who are over us, our civil magistrate, the judges, those little g gods, as you call them in the Psalms. Father, we ask that you would cause them to rule according to your word alone. That they would covenant with Christ. And they would cause and bring about by your will. And of course, by your grace alone. It's only possible by you. That they would cause this nation to covenant with Christ. And this nation would turn from its perversities and sins and wickedness. And this nation would turn unto you. And so now we ask that you would work in the church, in the bride, that you would purify the bride with the word and sanctify her. And that we would not only be cleansed of sin, but that we would be moved to proclaim the good news and the gospel to all that we come in contact with, even our civil magistrates, even our rulers over us, that we would call them to repentance and call them to obey your law and rule according to your law. Father, only you can do this. Only you can work the grace in us to do this. And so, Father, we ask for your help and that you would send your Spirit and work. We pray that all the nations would come unto Christ as you've promised they would do. That you would bring down all wicked rulers. And that Christ would be seen as the King of all kings and ruler of all rulers. For he truly is, as you teach us in your word. Father, again, we pray for our presbytery and the couple pulpits churches that need ministers in Houston, San Antonio, and Colorado Springs. We pray that you would fill them with godly men, faithful men, and bold men who love your truth and love your word. So, Father, grant us your grace as we continue now worshiping you. We ask that you would hear our prayers and answer according to your will. We're thankful that you do hear our perfected prayers in your Son, and that every as he lives and make intercession for us, you answer all of his perfected prayers, his perfect prayers. Yes and amen. And so hear him. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.